everyone, and welcome back to the Chatty Podcast with me, T. I hope everyone's doing well and have had an amazing week. I don't know why I can't talk. Today's episode is going to be lighter than last week's episode. Just a few chatty things. I've got some bullet points on my laptop of things I want to talk about, and they're just random thoughts I've had this week. Literally so random. But yeah, the main things I want to cover is like the topic of motivation, because I think I'm motivated in a really competitive way, and I don't think that could be the healthiest thing in the world, so I would kind of want to talk about that. And then I just want to talk about some like little funny things and thoughts I've had of the week. And yeah, so let's just get right into it. I have basically been running for the past, I don't know how long I've been running for, actually. In the past few months I've been running, maybe since summer. Yeah, since summer I've been running, and I've got like a bit of a competition going with my boyfriend's friends of who can run a 5k the fastest. And I'd love to think that my motivations for running and being fit are personal goals, and I want to run a 5k in 25 minutes for me. It's not. My motivations and the thing that drive me is my competitiveness. If my boyfriend's friend sends me that he's run a 5k quicker than me, you best know that day I'm getting on that treadmill and I'll kill myself to beat him. I mean, at the moment he's actually winning because the time he did is just crazy, and I just actually think I'll injure myself if I attempt to do that at the moment. But the driving force that is driving me to get there isn't that I want to run a 5k in like 23 minutes. It's the fact that he's run a 5k in 23 minutes and I want to beat him. That's my driving force and my motivation. Is that healthy? Let's talk about that. Should your motivation in life come from competitiveness? I don't think it should. I think you should, you know, work inwards and figure out. I don't think it's a sustainable form. I don't think it's a sustainable form of motivation. I think you should really work on personal goals so that you can achieve them for yourself and it's making you happy and it's not going to become a toxic cycle. But it's fun to be a bit competitive. It is. I'm sorry, sometimes things that are slightly toxic are a bit fun, and I'm not talking about toxic relationships here. I'm talking about motivation. So that in itself is not very toxic of me. I was thinking the other day of like being an influencer, not that I am an influencer, but I was just thinking of influencers, and I was like, if I was an influencer, what kind of influence would I have? And I was thinking, not a good one. No, yeah, I don't know. I think I'd have a good influence. I'd like to think I'd have a good influence, but I'm just very honest, like, and I think everyone needs to be a bit more honest. Like, to be that picture perfect prim and proper person all the time is just not attainable. It's not achievable. It's not realistic, because things that are a bit like you shouldn't do are fun, or things that are a bit, like being too competitive, they drive you in another way. I think that's fine. I mean, you don't need to say like, oh no, I'm not competitive, I just like do everything for myself, blah blah. No, sometimes I just want to beat people. Sorry, it's just true. One thing though, the thing is, competitiveness drives me in external factors, like exercise and things, but like in terms of my career and uni and school and work and all those things I've done, I'm very self-motivated in that. That's all for me. That's because I see an end goal for myself and I want to get there. So I suppose in that sense, that is pretty healthy. And I do that in a good way, I hope. But yeah, and I do that all for me. So that's good, I think. That's something I'm proud of myself for, is I can always say I'm really self-motivated. Because like, my parents would have let me drop out of school if I wanted to. Well, I had like a bit of a tough time during sixth form. My dad was like, do you want to leave? Like, honestly, do you want to leave? They've always had this thing of, you can do whatever you want as long as you don't do nothing. So if I wanted to drop out of like sixth form, that would have been fine, as long as I would have went and got a job.
and found something else to do, which is amazing. I love my parents so much for that. I didn't need to go to university. I didn't need to do any of that. Honestly, I could have done whatever I wanted as long as I didn't do nothing. And it's given me so much freedom to decide what I want to do in life and find my own passions and my own way and what I love. So, and I think that's great for my parents because it means hopefully that I won't be miserable one day because I, even if I spend longer working towards something that I really want, I know that's what I really want. I've never been told you should be a lawyer, you should be a doctor, you should be this, you should do that. The world is my oyster. So my motivations always really come from myself because, you know what, my parents weren't there driving me to do better and better. Again, I could have done whatever I wanted. So I've always sort of carved my own way and made my own path, which I think is really cool from my parents. I am the youngest by like 11 years, so I don't know if they just really sussed it out by the time they got to me, but I think they were the same with my sisters because we're all very similar and we all do things that we want to do. So yeah, props to my parents for that. One thing that I will say about me that is really, it's a good thing and a bad thing, and in interviews when they say, oh, what's one bad thing about yourself, I always say this, is my perfectionism. It is debilitating sometimes. I definitely in school was so hard on myself. I danced like 5 days a week. I competed on the weekends. I wanted to do well in school. I had a job and everything in my life. I just wanted to be perfect at it all the time. Even in like, so I did art. If there was one lesson where I couldn't draw it completely perfect, tears, floods of tears. I just really couldn't handle in school being bad at things, and I still don't think I'm very good at being bad at things. I think I'm definitely better at them, better at being bad at things and trying to like get over that initial like feeling. But example, in school I was really bad at Spanish, so I just like gave up with it. I was like, no, Spanish is not for me. Whereas like now I welcome things more that I'm bad at initially, and I like to get better at them. The thing is though, I feel like that is quite a harsh assessment on myself, because with dance, if I was bad at something, like a roll or a jump, I worked really hard to get better at it. But things like sports, okay, something I didn't enjoy that I was bad at already, I didn't really want to pursue. Example, sports, not really good, very good at throwing and catching me, no hand-eye coordination. And because I was bad at it when I was younger, I didn't try to get better at it, so I'm still bad at it, and I kick myself for that so much now because it's really annoying being bad at sports. And then I'm really competitive, so when I play competitive games, or like me and my boyfriend are going to play golf, I'm really competitive, but naturally he's better at me because he's done it more when he was younger, because he didn't just say, oh, I'm not good at it. He like made himself better at it. So that is, if I could speak to my younger self, I'd say like, stop throwing a tantrum when you can't do something, just work at it and then you will be able to do it. Duh, so simple. But that really wasn't getting through to me when I was younger. But yeah, my perfectionism is a bit debilitating. Even like, I painted my mum a photo for her birthday, and I like thought I'd finished it, and I just kept going back to it and back to it and back to it, and I just couldn't stop adding little bits and realizing bits I'd missed. But I think that is good as well, because I want things that come from me and things that have my name attached to be good. Even this podcast, I think it took me so long to actually get it out there because I was trying to make everything perfect, like trying to get my logo perfect and trying to figure out what I wanted the podcast to be like, the sound. But I realised I couldn't just start it and it be perfect when I've never done any of this stuff before, hence why the sound is different every week, because I'm trying to figure it out and I'm trying to get better at it. My logo is amazing, but I didn't make that. My cousin's husband made it for me. We went together, team effort. We just sat down. I was like, I kind of want this. He like made it. We edited it together. I mean, I didn't do any of the actual work. I more just spoke my thoughts. But yeah, I've realised I just need to start and I'll learn along the way. You know, like I'm filming on my iPhone, and the tripod that I'm using is a suitcase, a picture frame, my dad's box of something, a light that it's like a bedside light, and I've got my light that I've had literally my entire life as like my lighting, my ring light. And we're just figuring it out, you know, we're just figuring it out. But I love that, and I love that I'm starting to get better at just doing things and then getting better as we go along. And I was like talking to my boyfriend, and I was like, if we have children one day, very far away, by the way, very far away, I don't want them to have that from me, that they're like, oh, I can't do it, so I'm not gonna do it, or I'm bad at it, so I'm not gonna try at it, because it's really annoying and it's really screwed me over in the long term. So I want to get better at it, so I don't teach my kids to do that one day. But yeah, that was that little bit of motivations and such. On going back to the 5Ks, I think my 5K time at the moment is like 25 minutes 40 seconds, 40 something seconds. And I'm really proud of myself, because a couple of months ago when I started running 5Ks, I was running them in 32 minutes and I was properly trying my hardest the whole time. So to be able to cut off like nearly 7 minutes is wild and crazy, and I'm really proud of myself. But however, that is on a treadmill when I run outside. To be fair, I haven't tried to run a 5K as fast as I can outside yet, so maybe I should try and do that and see where it is. Running outside is so much harder. You've got consistent changing inclines, you've got to be aware, you've got to wait for cars to cross the road, but it's so much more enjoyable. I run 10Ks outside because they go, I can't run a 10K on a treadmill, and they just go so much nicer, and the weather is perfect for running outside at the moment, because it's like crisp and cold, and it's not rainy, so the floor, like the ground's not wet. There's loads of leaves everywhere though. Sometimes I kind of go downhill and there's loads of leaves, I get really scared that I'm gonna like slip. So apart from that, but yeah, I do actually think I quite like autumn. Like on my notes here, one of my notes is I am not looking forward to winter, but we are in winter now, aren't we? Is autumn over? That's really dumb of me. Does winter start in November? I'm sure it does. Yeah, November. I don't know. It feels autumnal at the moment because the leaves are still falling down from the trees. So I'm going to say I like autumn, but I'm not looking forward to winter, because winter is just so like, oh, I hate how dark it gets so early. It's so like just depressing. I'm half Jamaican, half Finnish. My dad's Jamaican, and he does not cope well in the winter time. He could hibernate through the winter. Like, he just sleeps all the time if he doesn't have work. Because he's a decorator, so he's like self-employed. So he doesn't have work all the time. If he doesn't have work, asleep from all day. You just wake him up to eat dinner. He eats and goes back to sleep. He literally could hibernate through the winter. So that's one thing from my dad. That's one thing about winter I really don't like, is how dark it is. And being a summer girly, when the nights, it just feels like you've got more time in the day. Like when it starts to get dark at 4, I feel like the day is over then. Whereas in summer, dark at 9. That's such a long day. So nice. And especially because I run now, I don't want to run in the dark. So I have to do my run before 3. Otherwise I'll be running into the dark time. If I start my run at 3:30, end at 4:30, half of my run's in the dark. I don't like that. And I've had that creepy running story the other day where that man physically moved me out the way. I don't, no, thank you. No running in the dark for me. Another weird running story. Yesterday I was on my run and I was wolf whistled by an 11-year-old. Bless him. But yeah, he was definitely 11. I like have to run past a school on my run. He was like tiny year 7 vibes. Big backpack, you know, the year 7 backpack. They've got everything in there. And he wolf whistled me. And I just thought, jail, this is actual jail, bless him. I told my boyfriend, he thought it was really funny. But yeah, that is my little, I'm just not looking forward to winter. I'm looking forward to Christmas though, actual Christmas day, but like, and I'm excited for Christmas activities, like going to Winter Wonderland, going ice skating, drinking hot chocolate, mulled wine with the gals, all of that, really excited for. But am I excited for the cold and actual winter itself? No. And once Christmas is over, that's it. That's the depressing bit, because you don't have Christmas to look forward to. You are just cold and you're just waiting for it to be summer again. that is the worst bit of winter once Christmas is over. So I suppose I'll enjoy it until December 25th. Also, another thing I'm really excited for is this weekend I'm going back to uni. Woo-hoo! I'm going to Loughborough because it's like the alumni dance social. So me and the gals are hopping in Francois the Fiat and we're driving up there, which I'm so excited for. Number one, I'm excited to spend the weekend with the gals, the gal them. I'm excited to have chit chats in the car, a little road trip. I'm excited to get there, have a little social. I'm so excited to revisit all our favourite cafes. And just do all the fun things and pretend like we're 18 again and freshers. That was going to be so fun. The only thing is I don't really drink anymore. And 18-year-old me drank a lot. And I don't think I can drink a lot. I mean, I can't afford it. When I go back, I actually can't afford to drink a lot. So that's probably good. Even with uni prices, I can't afford it. But yeah, I definitely won't be drinking as much as I was when I was 18 and a silly fresher. But the thing is now, because I don't really drink, one drink, I've got a headache next day. So pray for me. I'll update you all in the next pod on how I'm feeling. Also, how are we all finding the TikTok of the Chatty Podcast? You should all go follow. It's the Chatty Podcast. Sorry, on TikTok. I'm enjoying it. I'm actually loving this whole podcast process. I love recording it every week. I love making all the TikToks. I love posting all the TikToks. I love all of it. It's making me really happy. So even if it doesn't pop off, it's something that genuinely makes me happy. Although I really love it to pop off because I would just really love it to pop off so I can be a presenter one day, please. So please all give us a 5-star review if you're listening to the podcast. Follow us on YouTube and like, comment and subscribe. I know you should normally do this at the end, but unshameful self-promo in the middle of the pod is here. So yeah, also what's another story of the week? I made a gingerbread house the other day and I forgot how fun that was. So now I'm getting all the gals to make gingerbread houses. Oh, girls, if you're listening, we should all gather at someone's house, make gingerbread houses, sip on some Prosecco. I know I just said I don't really drink, but a cheeky glass of Prosecco. How fun is that? I think everyone needs to make more gingerbread houses this Christmas season. Saying that, I hope they don't all sell out, because I'm thoroughly enjoying Marks and Spencer's, £7, best little kit ever. There's endless possibilities, and then you can buy more sweets to put in the gingerbread house. Amazing. I don't know how we got onto gingerbread houses, honestly, but that was one of my thoughts of the week, is how fun it was to make a blimmin' gingerbread house. And even eating it, I was like, oh, yummy. When I was younger, I didn't really like gingerbread like that, but yummy, put chocolate buttons on it, game changer. Oh, then I've got a bullet point on my notes that just says need a boyfriend moment. I thought it was really funny because sometimes, like, say I can't open a bottle and I get my boyfriend to do it. He says, is it a need a boyfriend moment? Or say my boyfriend is doing something and I correct him. He goes, oh, it was a need a girlfriend moment. And it just really cracks me up because I don't know why they make me laugh so much, but like, I like to think of myself as a really independent girl, and like before him I was really independent. I still am really independent, but it's just funny that when you've got a boyfriend, the little things I just do rely on him for. Example, when I'm with him, my navigation spatial awareness turns off, completely off. I don't know, I mean, I don't have a good sense of direction when I'm on my own anyway, but like I really turn it off when I'm with him, and he basically just like pushes and pulls me and like directs me like a Sim character sometimes when we're out, and it really makes me laugh. And that is definitely a need a boyfriend moment. But I just think, like, when I'm on my own, I'm multitasking, I'm doing so much, I'm figuring things out. When I'm with him, I don't need to do that, so turn that off. Need a boyfriend moment. Anyone else do that? I think I'm not the only one that does that, because I see TikToks about it, but they really crack me up because I relate to them so much. They make me laugh. I'm gonna have a sip of my tea. Today's tea is a peppermint tea. It's like the OG of herbal teas, I feel. That is one thing I've brought into my boyfriend's life is herbal tea. He like drank lots of normal tea before he met me, but I've opened his eyes to the world of herbal tea, and now he's probably overtaken me. Like, he prefers more of them than I do. Like, just started him off with the peppermint tea, and then we went to chamomile, and now he's on like spiced apple vanilla. If you can hear a motorbike in the background, I'm really sorry. My house is like kind of near a main road. You can hear cars sometimes, but not very loudly. So it's really annoying when I want to record the pod, the potty pod. But hopefully one day in the near future, we'll have a studio. That would just be the dream, really, wouldn't it? Have we all seen that GK Barry's going into the jungle as well? Can we talk about that for a second? I think she's going to be really funny. If she is very nice, I'm really sorry for saying that, but I heard that she's actually not very nice to work with. So, I'm not saying that's a fact. I'm just saying that's what I've heard. I hope it's not true, because I love her. I think she's really funny, but yeah, apparently she's not very nice. I met Joe Bags. Is that his name? What's his brother called? Joe Bags. Yeah, I think it's Joe. The older brother. I met him at this PR event really briefly, literally for 2 seconds, and he was really nice. I liked him. So, yeah, I don't know. That was such a random piece of information. And I know I said let's talk about her going into the jungle, but I don't really have much to say. I haven't really watched I'm a Celebrity in years. Like, not since Georgia Toffolo was in it. I've not watched it. It just, I suppose, isn't that long ago. That was such a good season. Or with Lady C, that was a good season. But I think maybe I'm going to watch it this year. Maybe we can do a little weekly I'm a Celeb debrief on the pod. Maybe that's what we'll do. My boyfriend said he won't watch it with me though, and I can't force him to watch it with me because I force him to watch Love Island with me every year. So I feel like adding I'm a Celeb to that mix is criminal. And I say I'll watch the football with him, but I do set that on my phone. So I feel like I can't get him to watch I'm a Celebrity with me. We have been watching this show called House. Sorry, this week's podcast, really, it's just random chit-chat, but I'm enjoying it. It can be like your background noise when you're getting ready. But yeah, where was I going? Yeah, me and my boyfriend have been watching House on, I don't know what it's on. We've like got a box thing. Yeah, we've been watching this show called House, and it's like this doctor show with this doctor called Dr. House, and he is savage. He's like so brutally honest. He's so savage. He does so many unethical, illegal things, but he always saves these patients' lives. But he's jokes. Like, he stabbed someone like right in their stomach to take urine straight from the bladder. Like, there was no catheter, there's no pee test. He just stabbed them, took the urine out. Emergency situation against their will. Did he save them? Yes. But I kind of love it. It's so good. It's like old. It's not like a new show. But I definitely recommend it. It's really, really good. Also, I haven't seen Monsters on Netflix. That is something I need to watch. I love true crime. True crime is so good. And I haven't seen it. And I've know a lot about the Menendez brothers because I am obsessed with true crime. So like before Monsters was out, I watched like their trial videos and things, but I really, really want to watch that. That's another thing I want to watch. Yeah, that is another nice thing about like winter and Christmas, is like sat singing, getting all cozy, and like watching things. A nice hot choc. I say that, my boyfriend and I never have. I think we've drank a hot chocolate together maybe once. I remember when I got with my boyfriend, I was like, should we have hot chocolate with cream and marshmallows? And he was like, no, you can't buy cream and marshmallows for hot chocolate at home. That's something you get out. And I was like, what? It absolutely is something you can do inside, in the house, at home. Maybe this holiday season, that's so American. Maybe this Christmas season, that's what I'm going to bring into our relationship, hot chocolate with cream and marshmallows. But he's so like, gym, 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 health, health, health. Hi, Jordan, when you're listening to this. I don't think he's going to be on board with that addition to our lives. We'll stick with the herbal teas. Another thing about my boyfriend that is funny that I thought I'd mention today is that we were having a chat the other day, and I could see he was trying to tell me that he thinks I'm on the spectrum. And I just went, are you trying to say that you think I'm on the spectrum? And he was like, I don't think, actually, he was like, I don't want to give you a label, but I definitely think the rewatching thing, like where I rewatch Friends over and over again, I definitely think that's like something that's like not normal. And today I saw a Instagram post and it was like, she's a 10, but she rewatches all her favourite shows because she has attachment issues. And I was like, triggered, is that me? But I don't think I do it because I have attachment issues. I think I do it because I have suppressed anxiety. Like, I would not say that I have anxiety, but upon reflection, maybe I do. And I think I like to be in denial about the fact that I get anxious. And so I suppress it and it comes out in me just having to rewatch the same thing over and over again. Like, I lie in bed sometimes. When I go to sleep, I just lie there and I can't sleep and I just think of everything I've ever done in my life and every silly mistake I've ever made and how that could be affecting me right now. And I just think, I just sit there thinking of all the awkward encounters I've had or when I was a bit weird in a social encounter, and then I can't sleep. And it just drives me crazy. And like last night I was doing that and I just had to say to myself, like, nothing is wrong. Like, there is nothing wrong in your life. No, you are fine. Go to sleep. But I just couldn't do it. It's just so silly of me. I just never thought I'd be a person to be anxious. But maybe I do. Maybe I do have it. But I'm very functional, so it's fine. Like, I can't not leave the house because I've got anxiety. I just like get anxious about, what am I anxious about? I don't really know. I should probably go to therapy, but hey ho. Oh yeah, the next thing on my list of things I want to talk about is how Gen Z is just so unserious, but I love it. Like, I actually love it. I saw a TikTok of a doctor and he was singing the words of, I think it was a Steph London song about dying or something, and he was a doctor, and I just thought, his jokes that you, in your lunchtime break, you're making TikToks of people dying, like, ha ha ha. I just thought, oh, this generation are so unserious. But the thing is, Gen Z's are becoming adults now. We're entering the adult world and we're making it really unserious, but I love it for us. I think the world's so miserable, and I like that we can lighten the mood up a bit. Another thing about Gen Z and working that I've really realised, I've been speaking to my sisters about it because they are millennials, is that I feel like millennials put up with more. Example, in the workplace, if the workplace makes you work a bit lot, like overtime, like say you're supposed to finish at 5 and you finish at 7, or you work for your lunch break and you don't get a lunch break, they just are like, whatever, they've put up with it. Whereas I feel like Gen Z's are like, no, why am I working till 7 if you're not going to pay me? And I definitely am taking my lunch break because I'm entitled to it. But I don't think that's a bad thing, and I don't really think that should say anything for our work ethic either. I think it's just, we know what we are entitled to, you know. I think that's a positive change, because workplaces should be paying you for working overtime. Unless you're like, I think like a big manager, even then you should be really getting paid overtime. But yeah, I think it's more acceptable if you're like a big manager. But if you're just a small little fish, my niece says fish, and every time I say the word fish, I want to say fish now. I start talking to her, but she says Peppa Pig and fish and funny things, and I just love her. But anyway, sidetrack. I think if you're just a little fish at the bottom of the pond, you should be paid your overtime. That's why I kind of loved working in retail, because not loved working in retail but when I worked in Smith's Toys, shout out to Smith's Toys, every like 15 minutes you got paid. Well, I don't remember how much it was, I don't think it was much, but it went up by 15 minutes. So say if you worked like 10 minutes extra at the end of your shift, you weren't getting paid anything, which is fine, but like 15 minutes, it was quite nice, just a little extra. I think it was something so little, like a pound or something. I bet it wasn't even that, but I enjoyed that little 15 minute thing. I think that was cool. I think they should do that in workplaces, where you clock in, clock out. But then the clock in, clock out thing as well is annoying, because you've got to do it for your like breaks and things. And when you've got a normal 9 to 5, maybe no clock in, clock out, but maybe just a clock out. That would be nice. Do I have an employment update for you all? Not really. I've applied for work at JD and Boo Avenue and a jewellery shop, just for some Christmas money. And proper career employment job update is, I've still not heard anything. It's just hot. I feel like there's not actually lots of jobs. Like, I'm looking for production assistant roles, and I just feel like there's not a lot, many of them. I'm hoping after Christmas it'll pop off a bit more. But yeah, I'm not, like, it's tempting to just go into PR because everyone else is in PR and there are jobs in PR, but I don't want to do it. So yeah, hopefully we avoid PR. Sorry if you work in PR, guys, but I don't know anyone who's happy and works in PR, so and yeah, let's see if there's anything else on my list. There's one thing I have on my list which is so random, again, like, so random, and it's the order of a McDonald's to be eaten. And I remember when I wrote this down, I was like in McDonald's with my friend Lottie after her birthday. We went to Bottomless Brunch and I was like, oh, do you eat your chips first or your main, like, your burger or your selects first, or do you mix and match? And I can't think of any podcast that this is gonna just nicely weave into, so I'm just gonna shove it in the end of this podcast as our closing thoughts of the day. What order do you eat your McDonald's in? Are you a person who eats burger first then all the chips, or do you eat all the chips and then the burger, or do you like have a few bites of the burger, few chips, few bites of the burger, few chips? Personally, I'm a mix and a match. I'm a few bites of the burger, few chips or selects or whatever I'm having, because I get bored of things. I definitely have some sort of undiagnosed ADHD. My boyfriend's probably not wrong about me being on the spectrum, but I get bored of things. Like, example, why I can't listen to music, because I get bored of things. So I get bored of the same taste. So I need to, like, mix and match between burger, chips, so that I don't get bored, you know? It's consistently changing. Another weird eaty thing about me. I don't think this is weird though. I think it's weirder from my boyfriend. Say we've got chicken thighs with gravy, rice and salad for dinner. There's no way I'm letting my chicken with the gravy on it that's hot touch my cold salad. No, they'll be in separate mouthfuls, whereas my boyfriend will do a mouthful of, like, rice, salad, chicken with the gravy. Sometimes I see him put a bit of gravy on that salad and I think, no, I can't be doing that. Is that weird that I do that? And I don't really like my food to touch. That's my random trail of thoughts of the week. I hope you all enjoyed my random updates. I'll update you on my 5k times, and hopefully I'll start trying to drive my motivations from myself more than my competitiveness, but I hope it works, do you know what I mean? And yeah, I hope you all have a fabulous week. I'm trying to think of anything else to say, but I really don't. Hope you all have a fabulous week. Love you all.